G'day guys, welcome back to Tradio Podcast, proudly powered by Trade Tools. For those of you that don't know me, my name's Brad. I myself am a tradie, but I've recently hung up the tool belt to bring you guys podcasts and videos courtesy of Trade Tools. So in this podcast, I interview tradies and people at different stages in their careers and from all walks of life. So whatever you're doing today, whether you're flat out or just kicking back, we'd like to say thanks for listening to Tradio and enjoy.
All right, so here we are with Gav, Gavish Jad, but we call him Gav. He's actually a personal friend of mine.
Do you want to try my full name or?
Yeah, you go for it.
So J-A-D-U-N-U-N-D-O-N.
Gajandundun. Was that close?
Nah, not even close.
How do you say it?
Jadunundun.
I nailed that.
How do you know they're calling me on the radio?
I don't know.
When they got the PA?
Yeah.
They're just trying for my last name for a few times. And Anna is usually, yeah, that's us.
Yeah. Good and good and all right. So you work with Aircom Group.
Yes.
And what is it? This thing, I'm sure. I'm holding a device in my hand for the listeners that looks like... I don't even know what it looks like. It's this big cylindrical thing with bushes and buffers on each end. And what is it, Gav?
Call it a canister.
Canister.
Or a carrier.
Carrier. So he works on pneumatic tube systems.
Correct.
And where's the main place you do that? Mater Hospital?
We used to do the Mater Hospital. Now we got the Queensland Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Harvey Bay Hospital.
Harvey Bay, right.
Gough's Harbour.
I'll have to, I might have to translate a bit as we go. Anything that makes me scratch my head, I'll translate, yeah. That's right. I've known him for a long time, so I can make these jokes.
And we got a few in Sydney,
yep.
A few in Perth.
Yeah, right. So it's pretty big.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And
for example, the one I'm doing currently is Queensland Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And it's got about... Yep. 5 kilometres of tube.
Right. And so the Children's Hospital, is that, I should know this, but which one is that?
It used to be called Lady Cilento.
Yes, right, okay. And 5 kilometres of internal tubing.
Correct.
What is the diameter on this, 160?
160 mil.
And these go everywhere around the hospital.
That's right, there's about 50 stations.
Wow.
Station pretty much, just a little box. Call it the end point where it's going to end up, basically.
Okay.
So each ward has got one.
Right.
Some wards will share one. And the main one is pathology.
Right.
So that's
That's
where they all go because...
So for the listeners, let me try and explain this canister a little better. It's just a cylinder that's about... How long is it, Gav? 300 long?
I think it's about 340.
Yep. And 160 in diameter. It's got 2 bushes on each end to obviously keep the suction. Seals, I suppose, seals.
We call them sealing rings, that's right.
Sealing rings. See it? Now that you've said it, it makes perfect sense, yeah.
And then you got a bunch of Velcros that basically acts as a cushion between that and the tube.
Okay, right. Yeah, so there's a sealing ring to obviously keep the suction. And then just beside that, there's a row of, yeah, it looks like Velcro, a bit of a padding sort of feel to it, and that dampens its way around corners.
Right.
And then on each end, you've got a cap that you can open.
Yep.
And
even the cap is designed in a way so that once it's in the tube, it can't be opened.
Ah, right. Okay, yeah.
You couldn't open it in a tube because it's a swivel cap.
Yep, yep. So yeah, that makes sense. So that's, you put your babies in there.
That's right.
Send them off to a pathology.
That's right.
Take a bit of blood, send them back to the... to the other ward.
So yeah. If your baby disappears for a little while, you know, it's floating around somewhere in the tube.
Yeah. So you're an engineer for this company.
That's right.
Tell us a bit about what you actually do. Like if you, for instance, you get called up, are there ever blockages or anything?
Happens time to time.
Yeah.
99% of the time, human error.
Right. Okay. And what happens with that? How? What are the main problems, I should say?
Main problems is... people sending it to the wrong address.
Right.
So pass me that sec.
Yep.
I'll show you. At the end of it, there's a little RFID chip.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Thing there. It's a bit like your key for your car.
Right.
It's got an address to it.
Okay.
It's got 2 addresses. One called a home address, that's where it lives.
Yep.
And then a send address, that's where it's going to go.
Oh, right. So each one of those canisters is
got a specific code
for
them.
Right, so you can't just put it in, and beep, 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 send it to wherever you want.
So most of them are set in a way that
they only
you chuck
go
it in there and it will go that one specific location.
Right, right.
But you can override it.
Okay.
In case they want to send somewhere else, you know?
Yep, yep.
Most of the time they send it to the wrong place. Sometimes you will have the occasional failure where the lid doesn't close anymore because there's a little spring here.
Ah, right. Yeah,
it doesn't close on its own anymore.
Okay.
And it'll get stuck and I'll have to go there or, you know, remote access in and basically have a look.
Right.
Most of the time, that's about it.
So 5 kilometers of tubing internally in the hospital is all accessible by person.
Yes.
Accessible, I imagine, gets pretty hairy at some points, or is it pretty good all the way?
Define hairy.
Well, I've been in some pretty tight roof cavities, but I'm sure it's designed in a way that's pretty user-friendly, is it?
You mean the system itself?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yep, yep. What do they send through it mostly? Well, I suppose it depends where it is, eh?
So the hospital sends blood samples, blood bags, medication, paperwork. So basically, you know, if you go and get your blood taken out for a test, it needs to go to pathology. That's where they use. If you're in emergency having a surgery, they need a blood bag sent to you because you're running out of blood.
Yeah.
That's why they sent to you. Medication as well. Mostly internal. We do retail work as well, which is pretty much your Woolies. If you actually go to Woolies and at the checkouts, there's a pole in the middle.
Yeah.
If you look at the pole, there's actually a little box there and you'll see it where they use a smaller one.
No way.
And they put money into it.
Really?
And it goes to the cash office.
Hold on. At every Woolies?
Yes.
Is there?
Yeah.
I've never noticed.
So pretty much loss prevention.
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah, okay. Loss prevention. Just in case a big bad guy comes in with a gun, give us all your money.
Mostly excess cash.
Okay, right.
Half day they've had
I've always got that problem. Too much cash. I wish I had a pneumatic tube system here. I never have that problem ever.
But retail is dying because everyone's using card and not so much cash anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's about it. I'm actually thinking of putting one at home for the shed towards the house, put a bee in it.
Oh, absolutely.
Just chuck a bee in there and
just ring a bell. Misses. Oh,
right.
No.
That's right.
You'll end up just shake the beer before it gets there and beer.
What people don't understand, this is very important in the hospital because it does cut a lot of time into having someone walk. For example, I've actually walked from the furthest point of the hospital to pathology.
Yep.
And by the time you go through the lifts and walk and all of that.
For sure.
It takes about 10 minutes at most.
And most hospitals seem to be designed in a way to confuse people. Like they're set out, the corridors in hospitals are set out like the streets in Gympie. They just make no sense. In my eyes, I've been through a lot of hospitals and I can never navigate them.
It is Gympie, so I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know what I'm saying. They're not easy to navigate.
Not really.
Compared to a, normal business.
I started on my own there and I was left to actually learn where everything was. And
yeah.
So I was there walking like a lost bloke with a piece of paper.
Yep.
Okay, where am I? And then you walk through the birth suites.
Yeah.
Just close your ears and look straight.
I've spent a bit of time in there. Yeah, they're shocking places.
Yeah, that's right. Working,
but magic things happen in the birth and suites.
That's right. Working with the hospital, it's very important. This cuts a lot of time. It's a safer option than having someone walk because of infection control. It's a very, very, very big thing in the hospital. Infection control.
So they try and essentially limit foot traffic as much as possible to stop.
Well, by the time I've touched a sample and put in a bag and someone else touched it, it's already...
Yep, there's more than they would like.
That's right. And they've already had a few cases where there's been infections passed onto kids from even they wash their hands.
Just from transit. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it makes sense.
These go about 12 minutes per second. 12 meters per second.
12 minutes. Defying the laws of physics in the children's hospital. 12 meters per second.
And you can actually
run. Oh, whoa. So what's that? That's 60K an hour or something or a bit less?
Yeah.
Well, I think 100K an hour is 20 something meters per second. Yeah, so my maths, quick maths, it is. must be around 50K an hour.
That's right. So
that's hooking.
Yeah, and that's running at 75%.
What air pressure do they run at?
I've never tried. I've never.
Right.
They got the motors that they use, the turbines, we call them turbines.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't only do vacuum, it does vacuum and pressure.
Okay, right.
It's a 2.2 kilowatt.
Yeah, okay, right. So there's no exact PSI measurement.
I did want to measure it by getting one of those little fans from the tube.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's 75% running cycle. You know, there's going back to how you asked me if it's broken.
Yeah.
So pretty much we can log in, look at it, and there's a bunch of sensors along the way.
Okay.
If you're sending from A to C,
yeah,
I pretty much go through a bunch of sensors, and that's how I know where it is.
So it logs its trip as that's it right. goes, and that's if right. it doesn't complete the trip, then you've got something to see there.
It will purge itself first. It will actually go and self-fix itself first.
Yeah, right.
And if you can't do that, then it'll actually let you know to come in. Other than that, there's not many issues. I'll probably get one call out every 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's just I'll do it on the computer, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So
how long has the system been installed?
The one at the Queensland Children's Hospital, I call it QCH, so however long they've been running for.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's right. It took 3 years to install. The tubes are pretty thick walled.
Yeah, okay.
They're heavy.
Are they clear?
Some places we put clear.
Okay, right.
Some places we don't.
Like trouble places that
not really. If you look at the plant room, it's kind of pretty cool to see them just.
Yeah, I bet.
Just go around.
Can I get in there and see him one day without setting off any alarms in the hospital? Because
you'll probably set off alarms as soon as you walk in anyway. So,
yeah, I'd really love to see. I can't help but keep thinking of the cartoon, like Futurama, where they all fly around in them.
People usually don't believe that this exists. Actually,
I know.
Back in the day, they used to use metal tubes.
Right.
So you had to cut metal tubes and make offsets. So offsets pretty much is, you got a bend radius of 900.
Okay, you're up.
And you have a smaller one, but depends on the length of the carrier.
We use 900. Of course, yeah.
And you can make it do S bends or whatever you want.
Yeah, right.
You can just measure and cut them. And back in the day, you used to have to do them out of metal.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason out of metal is because of fire rating.
Okay, yeah. So. Yeah, true.
So, yeah, pretty much pretty simple. It's kind of classified under plumbing.
I was just about to say my simple and your simple, the definition of might be a little bit different because this to me is mind-blowing. Like
it's fairly
astounded
easy.
Astounded by it.
It's fairly easy.
Yeah, it would be plumbing, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. Just got to make sure there can't be air leaks. There just can't be air leaks at all.
Yeah.
Here's a little trick as well. If ever gets stuck in a tube and you want to locate it, you turn the turbine on and you'll hear hissing noise because the air is trying to go past.
Okay, yeah.
And that's how you locate where it's kind of stuck.
Right.
Or you just get a tape measure. Usually if I can't access an area, I'll find an opening and chuck the
Send tape, a tape measure. Up.
That's right.
Yeah,
and
right.
I know where it's stuck.
So how much access have you got along like a particular line? Is there access points every so often or is there none and you have to make one?
You just have to make one. So usually how the tubes are connected together, you got two pieces of tube and then you got a sleeve over it.
Yep.
So you pretty much use PVC glue.
Yep.
Outside, put the sleeve on.
Yeah.
Half obviously. Tape it with duct tape as a secondary seal.
Yeah.
And then do the same on the other and that's how you connect them.
Right. So taking a section out is as simple as taking the duct tape off, sliding that tube.
If it's not glued though.
Oh, yes.
So
I
leave a few. Every run I do, if it's a straight run, you don't really have to worry. It's not going to get stuck.
True.
Now, how it doesn't get stuck as well, you got to deburr the inside of it.
Yes.
You got a deburring tool. So it's a smooth,
pretty
much. Yeah, and that's about it. You just go for it. You'll see it on the logs as well. Like
we sell deburring tools at Trade Tools, mate. Oh, hey?
I might have a couple.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Was that natural?
Not really.
Yeah, cool. This is so do you use it's PVC mostly?
Yes.
The pressure rated stuff, I assume.
So there's two.
Yeah.
You can get the stormwater pipes that you get.
Yep.
They're a little bit they're a little bit of a weird dimension. They are internally 160. However, you can't fit the sleeves on the outside, they're a bit thicker.
Yep.
We get our tubes straight from Austria.
Oh, really?
So the company...
That's Austria, for those of you listening at home, yeah.
Austria.
Yeah.
Austria. A-U-S-T-R-I-A.
Austria,
I'll just start spelling them out. But anyway, that's the brand we use. It's called Sumitzberger.
Okay, righto.
That's a little logo you see on there, actually.
Oh, makes sense. Right. I thought it was two pills, but it's two lengths.
Carriers, that's right.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So we use their system you can actually do a lot with it. Swipe cards, remote access, and you can't just punch in. We've actually been making it, I call it foolproof.
Okay, right. Idiot-proof.
That's right, because a lot of people don't want to get trained. Oh, we know everything. It's we got mobile phones and smartphones.
Yeah.
So we're smart, automatically smart now.
Yeah.
So I've just been changing everything now.
Yeah.
Into making it idiot-proof. Most of the time, I like how they, oh, now I've sent it there. And you go there and like, oh.
I can see where you sent it.
Somewhere else.
So you can actually log in live and see
that's right
what they're doing it
that's right
all day shoop 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 shoop
that's right
and monitor it
yeah not all day
but well, at your discretion
that's right I do once in a while at night before I go to bed I just log in it's not something I get paid extra it's something I enjoy doing I kind of like it's not a usual job that you have
it's awesome
that's right it's a very important system last one I've had a blockage and it was a bone marrow.
So really?
You have to be there within a certain time frame.
For sure. Wow.
You can't just go and take bone marrow off people whenever you want.
Nah, it's not an easy thing to come by.
Have to go again. We lost it.
Yeah.
So, loss prevention, infection control, all of that together. Kids like looking at it as well.
Don't just say kids. I want to see it. I'm amazed by the whole thing.
You got zones, so pretty much the tube goes from the turbine into a little box, and the little box got a bit of an offset arm inside.
Yeah.
And there's one port out.
Yeah.
That goes to the system, and then on the bottom it swings between the pressure and the – it can swing around. It can just go towards pressure or the – so pretty much if you're sending to places, it's programmed in a way that it will go to one basic location where you'll suck it through to there, it'll turn, and then it'll push it through.
Right. Okay.
So –
that's cool as.
It is. I don't know what else to say about it.
Yeah, what other questions? Because I feel like I'm getting a better idea for the whole system now. I had no idea they were still in use. I never knew they were something that we even used in Australia. Like, I thought it was just one of those things you've seen on the movies from, you know, back in the day.
Well, keep in mind, it takes a minute. So it takes a minute 30 from the furthest station to pathology.
Yeah,
pathology is manned 24/7.
Yeah.
And there's 8 zones.
Yeah.
And then you got, that's actually the cool part you haven't seen yet. You got 8 zones and it connects into one place called a power transfer.
It's got
a little carousel that goes around.
So
it drops it in there and it goes around. So if you're sending from zone 1 to 8, it'll go zone 1, it'll drop it and it'll turn around.
Select it to where it needs to go.
And it'll go.
Does it ever make that noise?
Yes. Boom.
Does it? Yeah. Oh, man, I need to see
it. It's actually cool if you actually trigger it to send and you hold it.
Yeah.
It builds some pressure and then you let go.
Oh, my God.
It just goes.
So it is like you see in the movies where put it in and it goes. Soo.
That's right.
Ah.
I wanted to actually try to run them at 100% and see how fast they go.
Mm.
You just can't because of
rules.
It's not rules. It's more to do with blood. So some of the blood samples can't be shaken a lot.
Yes. Yeah.
So they don't just go
because
there.
Because they centrifuge them, hey, and separate the plasma from.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So when you're sending it to whatever location you're sending it to,
yeah.
When it gets there, it.
You're right. Take your time.
There. The station can be fed from under.
Okay.
Or above.
Right.
Now, when it goes and it drops, there's a sensor above, so it will drop under pressure.
Okay.
So it drop under pressure. So once it reaches the station, pretty much it won't keep pushing through.
It'll just drop.
And these will actually cushion it.
Right. Okay.
Because there's a vacuum in between these two now.
Yes. So it'll just drop. Yeah, I'm with you.
So I'll have to show you that.
For sure.
You open one up and all that stuff. So
I'd like to maybe when we go in, is there any classified information about it? Are we able to get a little video of a couple of the systems doing what they do?
Yeah, that's right.
And we can post it? That'd be cool.
There's no, to my knowledge, like for me, there is a lot of stuff I can't.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Tell
yeah.
people. I do.
But if it's only the system you're
that's
using.
Right. Yeah, I get access to all sorts of drugs and it's there. So, you know, we have a key card that gives us access 24/7.
Sweet. We're on.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
I'll try to find it for you.
Yeah, righto.
Just going to be quiet for a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. That's what editing's for.
Tell me I can't speak English.
This is what editing's for. Okay.
So these here are the turbines on the bottom, and you've got the two hoses that goes up.
Okay, let me have a look.
One of them is pressure, one of them is suction.
Yep.
And then you got that box above it with an arm that moves around.
Yeah. So essentially these turbines, what I'm looking at is a bunch of electric motors sitting on the floor under boxes on the wall.
If you want to explain it to someone, it'd probably be like a hairdryer, I guess.
Yep, yep. So they can, and the two tubes going up into the pneumatic system. So these motors essentially can go in forward and reverse to create.
That's right.
Blow or suck.
That's right.
Excellent. I just had to put blow or suck in there at some point in this conversation. But yeah, right. And there's turbines on the other end, or is this ground zero? No,
that's ground zero.
All right.
And here's that bit where I was telling you can move.
All right.
Let me just. So there's one box in, like, you got a little box and there's one entry and three outputs. So
yes.
Pretty much.
Oh, yep. Yep. Yep.
You can go to three locations.
Yep. I'm with you. Yeah. It makes sense. Cool.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll definitely like to get in and get a couple of little videos of different stages of this system to show people.
Oh, there you go.
That's incredible.
There's a good video for you.
And they're all 160 mil.
There is smaller ones. Mater Hospital uses 110 millimeter. Retail uses 90 millimeter.
Oh, right. So the 90 mil are like the ones you used to see on videos and stuff where they boom,
actually
just handheld.
Coles uses a plastic bag.
What?
So they got a plastic bag, right?
Yeah.
So it's got a plastic bag, like a Ziploc bag.
Yep.
You put your money inside and then you turn it around and it acts like a little parachute.
Okay. Oh, I think I've seen.
Once you put it in there, the air is gushing from under.
Yep.
It pulls it.
And does the air run all the time in these systems, or is it only when it's activated?
Only when there's a sensor there. A little sensor that sees it.
That's where it goes. Off it goes.
Here, you can watch the video if you want.
All right. Bear with me, guys. I'm just watching this for a sec. Man.
You can probably see the little carousel there.
That is cool as. It is exactly what I hope. Oh, man, I've got to go and see this. Eh? Look at all the clear stuff there. So you can actually watch it. Where I want to see him going, foom, foom. God, man, that's. Have you ever put random stuff in there and just sent them? Just
people.
Do you still play?
Well, I don't, but people actually send chocolate.
But you can say it's testing.
People send chocolates.
Oh, isn't that chocolate that means?
My version of testing is putting a piece of paper and saying test and the time it got sent.
Oh, yeah.
And calling them and did you get that with a smiley face? Yes, we did. Send it back, you know.
Cool.
People send keys. Actually, a lot of other places use it for fleet. For example, like Harvey B. Hospital's got a fleet of vehicles and they send keys in it.
Oh, wait, a fleet of what?
Vehicles, cars, you know.
Vehicles? I thought you were saying bagels or saying vehicles.
That's what I have to put up with, guys.
Sorry, mate.
You can speak
more languages than me, so, you know, the joke's on me. How many languages can you speak?
Four.
Really?
Actually, three and a half. Three and a quarter.
Okay.
Bit of Russian.
Yeah.
Creole.
Creole, yep.
French and English.
Too easy.
I can understand Hindi.
But you can't talk it?
No.
Huh.
Probably feed me enough alcohol, I probably would.
Yeah. I think I do sometimes, unbeknowingly. Good English, Brad.
There you go. There's our video where you'll see a little canister carrier.
So what I'm looking at here is a like a blueprint or a flow chart.
It's a live view of it.
But it looks like a flow chart on the screen of the phone, and it tells you exactly what's happening in real time. Whoa. Man, that is that's some cool looking stuff.
You do put the clear where there's a lot of tube within that one area.
Yep. So what I'll try and get in there and get a couple of videos to put onto podcast before we post it.
Yeah, whenever you want. I'm pretty much there most of the time. And what I do mostly is maintenance. So with a system like that, you can't have it break down. So you go and replace the basics like the Velcros and the ceiling rings. As soon as they start reaching, see, it protrudes a bit compared to the Velcro.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as it starts going in a bit,
you'll lose it. Yeah.
That's right. And
so preventative maintenance is massive. Right. How many canisters?
200.
200 in that one hospital.
That's right. They got 50. There it is. Sorry.
Yeah, hello.
There's 50 stations roughly.
Yep.
And so basically some stations got five of them. Some of them's got three.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And they got labels. I've programmed them in a way that it will go to pharmacy or pathology.
Okay.
So if you, big red sticker is pathology.
Right.
Big green sticker is pharmacy.
Okay.
So they pick which one is right and they send it. Now, if you're using the carrier from a station, for example, the most used one is PQ, which is pediatrics.
Pediatrics?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I got you.
Intensive care unit.
Pediatric that's intensive right. care.
That's the most used one.
Okay.
They'll send it to pathology, and pathology doesn't, they don't have to input anything. It will just go home then.
Okay, right.
But any other station, it's programmers, and you chuck it in there and it'll go to the send address.
Yeah, all right. So that sort of simplifies it as much as possible for the user, I suppose.
That's right.
They just put it in and it does what.
And you can actually incorporate this with other things, like some pharmacies, if you go, they don't actually go behind the counter to get your medication anymore.
Okay.
There's like a room that is full of just little arms that picks the medication.
Like a selector.
That's so right. See a little spiral thing going down from the top usually.
Yeah.
And you'll see the medication come down. And
right, it's just, so that's the picker actually going.
That's right,
an automated system
that's right.
doing it,
and they do that as well with that. Where there's a big room actually, and he'll take the carrier, he'll open it. It's got a different lid. It doesn't have that. It's got a claw lid.
Okay,
and he'll go and pick. It's called a pill picking machine. He'll go and pick it, chuck it in there, and it'll go wherever it needs.
Send it off.
That's the way we're going. That's where everything's going to be.
But they will still need someone like you to maintain.
You can't replace human decision with machines. Like in a plane, you got a pilot, but he's still there. The pilot is there to monitor and look at things.
Of course.
You know, a computer won't be able to make a decision compared to a human.
And from our own experience, we've seen what happens when we start letting computers make the decisions. Skynet, for example.
Right.
you follow me? Yeah.
So you do need someone there to monitor and look at it and make decisions, make calls.
I can't wait to get in there and check it out and get some videos.
What questions you might have? There's plenty of questions there.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple board, that one.
That's right. It's one of those things, just one of those backbone things that people don't know about.
Had no idea.
That's right.
So can we expect that like nearly every hospital in Australia uses this similar system?
All the big ones, yes.
Wow.
They've got different brands like Slog and all that. They all got their pros and cons.
Yep.
I've only worked with Sumisberger.
Yep.
It's actually very basic. It's a sensor. Oh, there's something there. Turn this on and do this. Shoop. It's so simple that, if you open it, it looks, oh my God. First time I looked at it, I was like, don't know about touching any of it.
It's just a series of pumps, just getting told
it's
when
so
to engage and disengage.
It sounds complicated. It's one of those things, you know, like how they say it's so far but so close.
Yeah.
So close but so far. One or the other way.
Yeah, it's
pretty much this.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you meant. Yeah, I got the sentiment.
This will last you 10 years of that carrier, that canister.
Yeah.
You can throw it, you can do whatever. Actually, a cool trick I do with the 90 mil ones.
Yeah.
Actually need to do it. I haven't done it yet. You get a bunch of tubes of 90
holes
mil
in
tubes.
The story already. Keep going.
Yeah, that's right. Now, other people have done it because I've given them all my carriers.
Okay.
You get a bunch of 90 mil PVC pipes. You cut the length of the canisters.
Yeah.
And you just glue them together to keep your screws in at home and close them.
Yeah, yeah. All right, yeah.
So I've just given them away every time I want to do it. Someone's like, oh,
well, you've never given me one.
Well, you didn't ask for it.
Well, I didn't know they look this cool.
You can just
bring a guy something sometimes, you know, just out of the kindness of your own heart.
But there's a rubber there. You can pull it apart if you want.
Nah.
Get a screwdriver in there and just you pop that open and there's a screw. You can actually pull that with your fingers.
No, I don't want to disassemble it for a couple of reasons. I don't want to disassemble it just because I don't want to put it back together. And reason number two, the podcast listeners won't appreciate me just disassembling something while they listen to me mouth breathe while I do it.
You could do it. You probably hang on to that for a few days and just walk around and look all in the warehouse. What's that? Oh,
check it out, guys. I got me a carrier.
That's right.
Jelly. Yeah, no, it'll get stolen because I'll piss everyone off. They'll be jealous of my carrier.
No, you hold on to it. Just leave it there. One of those weird things where you know, there's plenty of weird things here, guys. So.
I get it'd be a good jar for a shrunken head, actually.
Oh, a baby? People do believe that.
Yeah.
They don't believe this exists and then you put babies
and
they go.
It's for transporting babies really quick because it's faster than.
That's right.
And the tubes are warmed.
That's
so you put them in there. Bloomp, off they go.
You should see a crack. We've tried to actually put a camera in there. You couldn't because it just spins.
Ah, right.
It just spins so fast you can't actually make what it is.
True.
You should see one of the cleaning carriers got little holes in it and it's got little pieces of cloth hanging out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it goes around and cleans it.
So they spin that fast.
That's right.
Yeah, right. That's right. Hmm.
They get pretty dusty because they do collect all. So you got to make sure there's no air leaks, but it does happen with the movement of the building and all that. Yep. So there will be dust. They do get pretty dusty.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to clean them, sanitize.
Send the through there with the little brushes on it.
That's right.
Yeah. That's cool. Does it bring a whole heap of dust out at the end? I suppose it wouldn't really, would it?
That's why you do maintenance PPM. So you just keep cleaning them and and that's it.
Well, how cool. I can't wait to get in and check it out.
Probably next week sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I post a podcast, so that way I can show everyone at the same time. You know what I mean? No point teasing the people like I have to wait for a whole week before I go in.
We could even do tomorrow or any time actually for maybe Friday. Maybe more.
Well, maybe.
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 We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, should we – you know what? I reckon we leave it at that, Gav.
Yep.
I reckon.
Do they have questions usually or people just watch it and that's it? They don't ever get back
to it. Yeah, it's not very interactive. We haven't worked out how to make them too interactive yet. Sometimes I'll do a post before
– Facebook Live.
Before we start recording.
Or probably just never leave the room.
Yeah, we could do that. We just wait here all day.
That's right.
Just call people, say, oh, have you got any questions about this? And I'll say, nah, I have no idea what the f*** you're talking about. All right, let's wrap it up. I reckon that's good. I'm glad. And actually, by the time we post this, hopefully I'll have the videos out and people can go, ah, we know what that is. We can relate. We can go and watch the video now and check it out.
That's right.
And say, this is awesome.
Only thing is above the stations, there's no clear on any of them. Actually, that's be right. Good. Should have actually put clear because most of those stations are into children's wards.
Yeah,
be
yeah.
Cool. The kids would be like, oh my God, look at that.
Absolutely, it so would. Of course
they
it would.
They are expensive. That's why they don't do it.
The clear. Yeah. True.
One thing as well, I didn't mention, these things create a lot of static.
Oh, yeah. PVC is bad for static.
I've been zapped a few times on my ear too. Not the best place.
Ooh.
I tried to go up. It's like, oh my God. So. Fair bit of static, which we have to work with. We've been trying to measure static, which is very hard unless you've got super fancy equipment.
Okay.
But fair bit of static. I've actually made the system slow a little bit sometimes, lose communications and stuff like that.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah, to pack, yeah. Is there a way to earth that
we've static been earthing out? Them. So what we've been doing is we've been buying, snail tape? You know, the copper snail tape they put in your garden? Have you ever seen it?
Snail. Oh, okay. Nah.
Do you know what snail tape is?
Nah. I assume tape for getting rid of snails.
Yes.
Okay. Thank God I got that right.
Copper.
So snails sticking. Don't like copper.
Nah, apparently not.
I know a few people that don't like coppers. Copper. Yeah, keep going.
We've just been chucking them on there. And
I had some of that in my garden, but someone stole it. I wasn't blaming you. I was just saying just people love copper in Ipswich.
Well, you do that for a living and it's missing. So other than that, we've just been trying to earth it out. The problem is at the start, the manufacturer didn't tell us a whole lot about it.
Yeah.
And we were having receive errors, which is pretty much stations losing communications. And then we started earthing them out and they actually dropped a fair bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a lot of static. Keep in mind, it runs in ceilings with wires running across it all the way.
And yeah, for sure.
So
direct contact.
It's one of those things. They only operate on 30 volts, 30 volts from the bottom and through how many meters or kilometers of tube.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not that bad. Anyway.
I barely even start a truck. All right, guys.
Hope
thanks.
You guys enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I can't wait to check it out. Cheers, Gav.
No worries.
On you, mate.
Thanks.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there we have it. Another episode wrapped up, guys. I'd love to hear your feedback. And you can email me at tradio@tradetools.com or message a Trade Tools social pages with any topics you'd like to hear about. And of course, be sure to hit the subscribe button to keep up to date. Until the next episode, see ya!